time. We're back at it again.
You think we'd know how to hit the record button before we start a podcast.
Yep, but yeah, just lost about like 30 seconds this time. But anyways, Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 15, not 6, bitches.
Welcome back. Yes, yeah, sorry we're a day late and a dollar short. Hope you guys...
Story of my life, man.
Hope we didn't have you all late, waiting out in the rain and stuff, just crying, where are they at? Yesterday was just kind of chaotic.
Yep, we didn't quit though.
No. We had a whole lot of stuff. Carl's out there trying to get that money, and you know we was out. I had to go buy some new stuff. Spring cleaning, you know.
Tucker got some OCD going on. What time did you go to bed last night?
Hey, I went to bed today at like 6 a.m. But that's not important. Nah, I don't know. It's spring, and I just want to clean my house. So. You know, I went out and bought like a new vacuum and stuff and a bunch of cleaning supplies, and I don't know, man.
He even bought a bucket.
All right. Yeah. I didn't have a bucket for cleaning. Everybody else is going to start rolling their eyes like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Hey, do you remember that time when we were talking about lube and then...
Whoa. How do you get to cleaning the lube, man? What the fuck?
No. We're talking about cleaning ass, you know, rim jobbing or something.
Oh, no. We weren't on this podcast?
No, not on the podcast, but just in life, you know, when we're talking.
What?
And then we're talking about like, why do girls like say it hurts when you put it in? And I'm like, oh, wait. Do you use lube? What?
Oh my god. Whoa. I don't remember this conversation. I'm gonna call bullshit. Leave me the fuck alone. Okay, I'm just talking about how I'm just trying to clean up and shit. You go to lube and put... Oh,
god. I don't know why my mind just goes there. But anyways, back on track.
Our final listener listening. Thanks for sticking with us this little.
Well, So what do you guys think of the new format? We got some feedback from some people.
Yeah, some of them are... They think we're too... we've shackled ourselves. We need to be more on the chaotic side, like form just...
Yeah, we will still be more chaotic. I think last week we were just a little bit too confined, but we're going to release the beast. So I'm going to rock out with my cock out today.
Yeah, if you can't tell 30 seconds into the fucking podcast when we're talking about doing shit without lube.
Yeah, so anyways, if you don't like the format, that's too bad. We ain't changing shit.
And you know, it's a lot of work to make these stupid-ass formats. On other news, we're on social media. Some of you might know. I'm on the Instagrams and Carl's on the Tweety Birds. Our Instagram is Fukuoka_fat_guys, so...
And on Twitter, it's Fukuoka Fitness still my old thing.
But, yeah, use that to hit us up if you guys got ideas, feedback. A lot of you are already doing it. I don't know shit about Instagram.
Yeah, we actually were supposed to make the Facebook page, but that never happened, so...
Shit's taking time. Like, we got, like, our new sound barrier foamy things for right now, and then we're even going to upgrade that, so... You know, just we got real jobs. You know, this is fuck.
We don't get paid. We're thinking of like setting up Patreon, so you guys can send a dollar.
We can
buy shit off the dollar menu.
Well, we're trying to get that sponsor, the Morningstar sponsor.
shout out to Morningstar. We just had your buffalo wings.
The vegan buffalo wings. Us, the fat guys.
We ain't vegan, but we love your buffalo wings.
Yeah, fucking. But yeah, either way, hit us on the Instagrams, hit us on the Twitters. Any feedback, any things you guys want to talk about, you know, anything, especially those of you who are overseas.
Yeah, if you guys want to talk shit or ask about, like, you know, why we're still so fat, well, fuck you.
Yeah, I'll try and start getting more pictures up. At least 2 or 3 times a week. Hopefully stuff that'll interest you guys. But
yeah, that black man underwear was the shit.
So I made it to the gym like 3 times this week, which is like a regular week. You know, that's just a normal amount of time. Nothing special.
That's winning to me.
Yeah. And I have like socks that come above your ankle, but they're like old, like crunchy looking white socks. And I didn't want to be in the gym with, like, you know, that guy who has the socks that are way too high trying to work out. So I'm like...
I'm that guy.
Well, I went to Don Quixote, which is, like, a shop where you can find anything. It's a 24-hour...
They have groceries, tofu, and sex toys. They're all in one.
He's not joking on that. So I'm walking in, and I'm looking... And the socks I had to buy were 2 sizes too small, but I stretched them out. I was like, fuck it.
Familiar theme with
shut
you.
Shut up, motherfucker. And I'm looking and I'm like, what the
fuck? Shout out to Brent. Hefty trash bag. Aisle two.
Either way, I'm walking to find some goddamn socks, and there's these men's underwear that are like thongs, and they're called Black Man. And I'm like, well, I think this is something the followers will want to see. And then they had like the pervert version, but I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
Did you buy it?
No! What the fuck? I was just like, what the fuck? Why is this here?
I'll tell you what, everyone, I'm going to buy it.
No, he's not. Grace will kill his ass. His wife ain't going to let none of that shit happen. But no, man, last week was really good. So with the diet, with our food prep and going to the gym three times a week, I lost about 3.6 kilos, which said is about 7 pounds.
For you metrically challenged people.
7.9 pounds.
Yeah, 8 pounds. Shit, that's like your dick.
God damn it, Carl. But it was... I think I'm still coming in under what I need to be for calories. Like, I was way, way low, but...
Yeah, well, we're having a conversation about, like... because the way we meal prepped our meals is we wanted to have our daytime meals easy to consume. You know, just, like, stick it in the microwave.
And, just stick it in.
Just stick it in. All guys like that. But anyways, the ease and the convenience of that. It's like pulling the panties to the side, you know?
God damn it.
But anyways, I digress. But it's really easy, and the calories are quite low, so that during dinner and other things, you still have room to play around. But Anthony, he doesn't really eat, you know, so he's still not hitting his 4,000 calorie goal.
Yeah, you say that, and everyone's going to look at my picture, and they'll be like, how the fuck did this chocolate state puff marshmallow man get so big if he didn't eat?
Oh, well, you know, what we want to do is we want to get your metabolism, you know, moving along, and if you're going to be cutting... down to 1,000 calories a week, man, you're not gonna last too long on the diet, and you're not gonna get through life, you know. So
no, it's all right. We carb loaded right now before the podcast just to get a little bit more energy for
you. Yeah, we ate potato chips.
God damn it! We were trying to take pictures for the Instagram. Like, put the chips out the frame. I don't want them to know we still have fat tendencies.
We're always gonna have fat tendencies. Well, it's like part of the problem with like losing weight is people have like bad relationships with food. And that's something that I'm personally working on. Like, I want to be able to eat all things, but I think tracking is good in the fact that it shows you, like, where you're at, you know? Like, if you're eating 10,000 calories a day and you're gaining weight, that's probably why, you know? Like, but if you're not, if you're only eating, like, 1,000 calories or 2,000 calories a day and you're gaining weight, you know, you have some sort of problem. You might have to go to the doctor and get some stuff figured out, you know?
Yeah, so, but we don't have food prep this week because, one, we still have... a bunch of food left over from last week that's in the freezer. But the other thing is we're going to be gone this weekend from Saturday till Monday.
Yeah. We have a adventure camp.
Yeah. So. Survival. They call it survival adventure. It'll be interesting to see how much weight we lose during that, because that's going to be a hell of a lot of hiking.
Yeah. We're going to go from taking just the average day for me is about 7,000 steps and easily going over 20,000 steps a day.
So we'll try and have the Instagrams updated when we can. It might be at night and stuff, but
showing you our step count.
And we're trying to figure out if we want to do a nature podcast, like bring all our shit and just do it, you know, one night after.
Yeah, we're not going to be taking a shit and doing a podcast, but nature podcast.
I like how you needed to clarify that shit. But I don't know. You guys got about 4 days to let us know what you think.
It'd be really fun if like we posted our step counts and then underneath the Instagrams, you guys like told us how much steps you took that day.
I know, it's all start battling fools and stuff. Yeah. But no, I think also a big thing with this week with losing all the weight was like I hadn't had alcohol in like 2 weeks since that Hanami party.
Wow.
Yeah, I got shit faced at the picnic 2 weeks ago. For reasons that should be unknown.
I actually drank that night too. For a shout out to Amanda, you know, I know you don't listen, but
shout out to everybody else, President Obama.
I know you don't listen, Obama.
But no, we went out to the park to go picnic, and yeah, I got just sloshed and just hated the world the next day. So 2 weeks no alcohol, and I think. The only time, I drank a little bit Saturday because it was Amanda's birthday, and, like, why the fuck not? But I think that help me lose a little more weight? Like,
of course, yeah. They say that alcohol actually stops the your growth hormone and testosterone like flow. So, yeah.
Is it which is like worse? So I know a lot of people ask. I don't know if you know, but like, should I avoid sugar more or alcohol more if I had to choose one of the two, one of the evils? Because some people just might want a soda, or some people might.
See, the thing is, right? With sugar, your body can burn that pretty easily, right? So alcohol, it has a harder time burning that stuff. Mm. So, like 1 gram of sugar or carbs burns at 4 calories, right? Alcohol is a strange thing; it burns at 6 or 7 calories per gram, and fat burns at 9. So it's harder for your body to actually use fat.
You know? God damn. Yeah, it's. I don't know, like. For me, when I start dieting, like, if I just avoid everything, like, it's all, if you have something sweet when you're dieting, dude, it's so hard to come back.
I actually read, like, if you just give yourself the chance to, like, eat regularly, you know, like, you won't have any cravings because you're satisfying them, you know. The thing is, how much self-control do you have, right? So you're the type of person like me where it's all or nothing, right? Oh, I can eat. I ate one, so I gotta eat the whole bag. Yeah.
Don't want these Oreos to go stale.
I fuck this girl, so I gotta fuck all the girls.
Whoa, God, how do you get that? I'm talking about Oreos, you're talking about women.
Oh,
you're married!
I thought we were talking about Oreos. Yeah, no. I mean, eat the Oreos.
Is it? God damn it. Oh, yeah, it's a battle in fucking... God, I don't know what's the word I'm trying to say. It's
a battle of will.
There it is. God damn it, I don't know how to speak English.
But anyways, yeah, for me, I've made it the week, finally. Finally strung together a...
Day one times yeah, a thousand. Yeah. So... No,
I made it in there. My squat is pretty pathetic.
Dude, I couldn't even squat. I can't lift my right arm past my head to hold the bar.
Yeah.
Because of my shoulder, whatever, my pectoral injury.
His mobility is really, really bad right now, so he's going to have to work on that.
I'm still in the rehabs. It's all good.
Yeah, he's actually going tomorrow, so
yeah.
You looking forward to that?
Yeah. I have to tell them to, like, man up and kind of, like, dig into the muscle. There's this one tiny little lady. She's the roughest one. She's like 4 foot nothing, and she looks
you
like
this, that, huh?
No. It's just she does the best massage. But nah, man. Fucking last week, my deadlift. I went from like, God, 185 to 235, and
that's some pretty good jumps in percentages, though. If you think about that.
But the deadlift, like, it doesn't use the muscle like how, like, I'm not using my pec like that way. So it's, you know. I think I can lift more, but I'm still kind of scared. You know, a lot of PTSD. You know, my bench went up like 2 pounds.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, it's so annoying. Fuck.
Take it slow, you know? I mean, who cares if like 95% of the girls bench more than you?
Oh, that's not an issue. Son of a bitch. Oh, and I got to see a lot of people who are at the gym that have been there like just as long as us, and they were all super nice and stuff too. So I'm feeling happy about that, but. Fuck, man, there's a lot of new douchebags, and I just want to fight them. I mean, they haven't said or done anything, but I know they're thinking it. They think they're better than me.
What's with all the hate?
I don't know.
Can't we all just get along?
I'm an angry black man. Leave me alone. Oh, man.
Hugs, not drugs.
Anyway, I want to talk about that fire at Notre Dame. Man, did you hear about that?
Yeah, man, that's pretty sad that, you know... They consider that a national treasure, right?
Like, yeah, no, it's
World Heritage, right? So,
but I think like a lot of people are a lot of like billionaires or something are trying to come out and like fund the restoration or something, or at least that's what the interwebs have been talking about.
No, well, everyone does that, right? Like, it's a public in the public eye. People like what they can see, you know, like what's new. You know?
But it also got turned into a meme real quick because I don't know if you've seen it. There's the picture of the guy walking with his girlfriend in his hand, and then he's looking at the other girl getting caught. Yeah. So somebody wrote the other girl walking away, the one he's looking at is Notre Dame, and his girl, the one he's holding hands with, is like Flint, Michigan, Puerto Rico, you know, all these places that need help and stuff that are just being ignored. But it's like, oh, Notre Dame, money, money, money.
That is the conundrum, right? Like we keep spending money on going to space, and people say that it's necessary, but you know, like our country, our people on Earth, you know, or you know, the people that actually really need help on, you know, we can spend that money better, but I mean, that's the price of...
Well, I mean, it's like, I can give the guy next to me $200, or I could spend $10,000 and go to space. Like, you know, I'd like to go to space. I'm a selfish bastard. I don't know. It's funny. You know what the biggest thing that's happened out of this that's kind of surprised me, though.
What's up?
Viewership for the movie Hunchback of Notre Dame has gone up through the roof because of this.
Esmeralda!
Is that Disney? I don't even know.
I don't know. I mean, if anyone can comment, you know, on the comments, let us know.
I remember it was kind of like the saddest movie. It's like, hey, they got this ugly guy who's in love with the beautiful girl. Hey, you're too ugly to get the girl. But you get to sing in this belfry and shit. Enjoy. Like, fuck it, hey, man. I hope it's not Disney. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I thought it was funny.
I actually don't remember what the story is about.
Mm-hmm. Homegirl, the dark skin, shows up and homie's swinging in the thing. And he's like, oh, I love you. I'm not a monster.
That sounds like a porn, I think.
What kind of...
He pulls it out and, oh, I'm not a monster. Okay. Penis need love too.
What kind of freaky ass shit are you watching? Oh, man. But I don't know.
I mean, do you think we should, like, you think people should man up and just, like, take care of each other instead of, like, you know, giving to strange causes like Notre Dame or going to space or, like, you know, help Carl get a new bicycle part?
Well, it's not like we can't do more than one, right? The things we need to fix, like, in the States, I don't know about the rest of the world, but in America, things we need to fix, like, with Flint, Michigan and shit like that, it's just people being fucking stingy. Like, our government in America doesn't use our tax dollars right. Like, everybody's fucking corrupt, you know? And
but, well, let's just think about all the, like, the richest people in the world. Like, let's just say the top 10 richest people in the world, right? Okay? So, if they just spread their wealth out, no one in the world would be hungry. Everyone would have more than enough, but that shit ain't gonna happen.
Yo, if I was rich, I wouldn't be, you know, I'd take care of me and mine. Like, that's the long and the short of it.
That's why they're rich, though.
Yeah. No, they're rich because either they got that one idea that got them there, or they were born into it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's exceptions to that rule, but...
But I'm just saying, like, so when you get to that, like, if... Like, there's people, like, rich people who donate money to, like, good causes and shit. They don't do that shit for any other reason than publicity, you know?
We're not talking about every single person, so we're just generalizing here, okay? Just throwing that out there.
Stereotyping is the word. But I don't know. For me, if I was rich, like, my family and my friends, and then I'd cut it off there. Like, but see, I've grown up through all this bullshit, and, you know, I don't really like people very much, so...
So, like what they say about our people, right? Like...
What's the R people? Which R people?
Our black people.
Oh, okay, just wanted to clarify.
What they say is, like, you know, you throw people like us into the fray. You know, we're all of a sudden professional athletes making millions of dollars. But, like, when all said and done, they're just going to end up, you know, poor again. Because they don't know how to manage their money, you know. And, like, when in America, it's really weird. If you win the lottery, right, like, everyone knows. But in Japan or other countries, if you win some sort of thing, no, it's not public record. Because, like, it causes problems, you know? Like, people come out of the woodwork trying to get handouts, you know?
I'm your second, third cousin's mother's uncle, you know?
Hey, I banged your cousin once, you know?
What the fuck? What kind of family you got?
Hey, can I get a couple grand?
You know who? Nick Cannon was actually talking about this on YouTube. He was on some thing called Vlad TV. And he was talking about how, I guess he used to be on America's Got Talent or some shit like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And he quit that, and he said, before, he's on some new show making more money, and he said the first thing he realized when he quit that, he's like, I've been used to this lifestyle of, you know, being, making, like, he said he made like 10 mil a month or something. Like, I don't know. It was something ridiculous. I don't know. It might not have been 10 mil a month, but he was making some, like, big money, and... He was like, a lot of people don't realize, is like, when you stop doing what you do to get that money, you have to change your lifestyle or lose that money.
Yeah, just like fitness, man. Like, yeah. You know, like, when I lost and I had the abs and shit, man, I think, oh, man, I just get back at it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes, man. If you don't fucking clamp down on your lifestyle, you're going to be end up like Johnny Depp, man.
Oh, God.
That dude, man, he has to work and make shitty movies because, like, he drinks so much wine. How much does he spend on wine?
He drinks wine and buys scarves. I don't know. Fuck.
No, he spends, like, fucking some ungodly amount. If you guys know, let me know. But I read something like, what, like, each time he goes out, it's like a $38,000 or something like that.
Fucking
could you imagine drinking a car every day?
Yeah, no, what kind of
a luxury car? No fucking like Japanese.
No sedan. Honda Civics.
Yeah. There ain't no Hyundai there.
Oh man, I don't know, but yeah, fucking money. Money's nuts. I wish I had more of it, but isn't it Easter back home right now?
Yeah, everyone. I've been looking at social media, seeing everyone's like Easter photos and pictures of rabbits with machine guns and shit.
Easter was the one holiday I never gave no shit about. Like,
I mean, like you didn't have any good Easter memories, or?
I remember hunting for Easter eggs as a kid, but other than that, I'm like,
did you guys do like real Easter egg hunting or the plastic eggs?
We did the real ones. We boiled them and we painted them, and then
you did the festive shit.
I don't know.
My family was all about the fucking plastic eggs, and you put money inside. So we were really hyped.
Oh shit! No, we didn't get no shit like that. Like, I might have been hyped for that shit. Would have been Hunger Games.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it was Hunger Games. Pretty much. But we have what's called the golden egg. And then there had $100.
And then, I got a golden ticket. Yeah,
and then there was like other eggs were like a dollar. So, you know, as a kid, a dollar is a lot of money, you know?
And $100? Dude.
$100 for the golden
egg. I would have been fighting fools like shit.
Yeah, but they always let the young kids, they always help the young kids find the
motherfucker. Golden egg. Yeah. See, you don't understand. I got like 17 cousins and shit. Like,
that's why, like, Hunger Games for real.
Dude, I got 17 cousins, and like 18 of them are fucking women. Yeah, I said 18. Yeah, we got to do that with one boy. There was one boy and me. That poor bastard, my little cousin Val, he used to just get just punked. But, oh, God. In fact, my cousin Danny, she listens to this.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout out to Danny.
Oh yeah, she's the favorite. We're like the same age, and we're the only ones that are not
Did
crazy.
Did you find lots of Easter eggs, Danny?
No, she was all too busy like singing our songs. I remember when we were kids, we had a talent show at school, like in elementary, and then she comes up on stage and she got pipes. I didn't even fucking knew. I was like, holy shit, she can sing. I was like, how come I didn't know this and we're related? I was kind
of
mad and
Speaking
shit.
Speaking of girls with pipes, a couple nights ago we were having dinner at my house. And we live with our friend Mia, and she's like this great cook, so she cooks us dinner. But anyways, we're talking about Mariah Carey. Tucker loves Mariah Carey.
Hey, I think Mariah Carey, like back in the day, she was hot. She was beautiful.
No, she is hot, but according to Mia, she's strict, man. Like, she looked like a monkey.
Oh, the orangutan is up. I was about to fight. And she's like, I guess what she was trying to say is she was trying to classify Mariah in like the divas, like out of the divas. She's not the most attractive. But I'm like, I don't know. Mariah's pretty hot. Like, I was.
And Grace too, man. Grace and Mia telling one of my the people that I said was pretty handsome. Oh, he looks like a treasure troll.
Like, it's like women don't hold nothing back.
They don't hold. We're all like, she look okay.
Oh,
she
no.
She pretty.
Hey, Mariah, she'll always be my baby. Shit, they can kiss my ass with that. I love Mariah. Mm. That girl is gorgeous.
Lady. She's a lady.
Oh, but yeah, no. Fuck Easter. I just never cared. I didn't even know it was a religious holiday until I was like damn near like 20.
Half the world doesn't know that's a religious holiday.
All I knew was what Cadbury eggs, those chocolate eggs, remember?
Yeah,
they sell around then. And then Easter, what is it? Easter dinner? Easter breakfast? I don't know. Isn't there like a special meal you eat?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
If anyone knows, let us know.
The biggest memories I have, it was making like so you boil the eggs and you'd binge it like a hanger hold it. Yeah. And then you get to dye the eggs. Like, I remember doing that as a kid. But outside of that.
Small kind of chemistry lesson. Huh?
Yeah. But that was like the most fun I had on that. But it wasn't Christmas. So I was like, fuck Easter. Like, I'm sorry. I'm going to go to hell or whatever for saying that. But yeah. Either way, happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter, bitches.
I hope you guys enjoy whatever the fuck you do on Easter.
But speaking of hell.
Oh, man. So now we get to my nerdy news. We're going to lose like our last listener. So this week, we got all kinds of fun shit. First off, Mortal Kombat's 11th game is coming out this
week. Kill Whitey!
What? No, it was like all white people in the first.
Sorry.
So Mortal Kombat 11, like Mortal Kombat is the game that made the ESRB, which is the American Game Ratings Association. But they dropped a trailer last week, the final trailer that was like their launch trailer. And they had the old school song like remixed on it. Oh, I got so goddamn hyped.
Was that a...
That doesn't sound anything like it, but yeah.
Well, fuck dun, you.
No, it, dude, it looks so good. Dude, it's so violent, though. Like, no little kids need to be fucking with this game. Like, it has fools, like, literally eating brains and shit.
Fatality.
Yeah, the creator of the game is the dude who does all those voices and shit, too. But I'm hella excited about Mortal Kombat.
Flawless victory.
But now, on funny news... those of you, some of you might out there know Nintendo. I'd say all of you.
Yeah, they made the 6100 or something. Atari 6100.
Oh my god, fuck you. You know Atari's a different goddamn company. Shut up. Either way, Smash Brothers, you know, for the Nintendo Switch has been out, and they released their first extra character, a downloadable character. And this character comes with their own music and stuff. And it's from a game called Persona, a Japanese game. One of the guys that created Smash Brothers loves Persona so much that he wanted the character in their game. Now, the funny thing is Persona soundtrack has a Japanese woman singing songs in English. And sometimes enunciation can be misunderstood.
Clap your hands turns to crap your hands.
Yeah, and so...
Election turns to erection.
There was a lyric, and it said, "You'll never find the retarded." And people were like, This website called Kotaku wrote this big thing, Kotaku UK, about, "I can't believe Nintendo let someone say the word retarded in a video game," and blah, 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 blah.
I just said retarded on my podcast.
but she was trying to say, like, retarget. Or, you know, it wasn't like retarded. It didn't even make sense in the context.
Yeah, you stupid ass UK bitches.
But it was funny because the website... They didn't even verify the lyrics or anything first. They just posted the story. And now they don't want to take it down because they get, you know, money for the clicks.
Oh, yeah. They get lots of clicks for that.
So they posted like a half-ass apology. But it's hilarious because they just... The skeezy shit people will do just to make like a couple dimes or something. Like, but it tickled me because I was like, oh, God. Like you said, the erection... You know, can I talk to you about your presidential erection? I'm like, what?
Yeah, Bill, they all knew about Bill Clinton, though, you know?
Oh, God. But no, it's funny as shit, so yeah. Mortal Kombat 11, Smash Brothers, and, oh, man, Shazam and Avengers Endgame come out this Friday here. Yeah. And I can't watch either of them.
Well, since we're going to be surviving, we're going to have a hard time going to the movies, so... We won't be able to see it until next weekend, maybe?
Yeah, we gotta... I wanted to see that shit day one. Oh, fucking hate Cam. Oh, man. Yeah, so Shazam and Avengers are both coming out because it's Super Golden Week. Golden Week is a Japanese holiday that's usually about 4 or 6 days or something.
Yeah, it's usually a good amount of time and a lot of people like use that to travel. But for this time, we're entering what's called the Reiwa period. It's... When the emperor changes, they change the date or the era. So it's changing to Reiwa.
What he means is like the Japanese year. Yeah. So I was born in 1983.
Hey, say it.
Showa. So it's the Showa era, the year 58. So they have their own yearly calendar, like year...
Era.
It's yeah, like, yeah, era thing. So they use both, but yeah, so we have a new one. So we get... 10 days.
Yeah, this time the emperor is changing, so they've given us 10 days. And what do you know? Japanese people are complaining about the extra holidays.
Oh, God.
What am I going to do for 10 days?
Relax, go make babies. You know, yeah, what the country needs.
You guys need that shit. I mean, if you want us to, we can help.
What's this we? Ain't you got a wife? Like, am I the only one that remembers that?
I can still help.
Oh, God.
It's for a good cause, Tucker.
No, so...
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Yeah, so we're the during this Super Golden Week, 6 days of it, you know, we're going to be gone cussing out Mother Earth and all that shit. Oh, I'm not looking forward to this. So don't send me no Shazam or Endgame spoilers. I'm going to be so fucking hyped to watch those. I got to watch Endgame first. I had a dream about Thanos yesterday. I don't know why.
You had a dream about Thanos?
Not like, God damn it, no. I was just like, oh, he was just snapping everybody away, and I was just kind of...
Was he using his glove?
Oh, my God.
No glove, no love.
No, so, yeah.
Enjoy the chaos.
And all of you who do get your 10 days to yourself, enjoy, and everybody who's outside of Japan, enjoy your regular ass work week, I guess. Shit.
Yeah. And if you ever do find yourself in Japan, hit up the fat guys, man. I mean, we know where to go. In Fukuoka, that is.
To the restaurants. Oh, man. So, what was this you were telling me about life coaches on the way here? Like,
I don't know. I go on these forums, and there's all these life coaches. I just want to know, like, how does a 20-year-old become a life coach? I mean, like...
Oh, I mean, they've lived most of their life, right? They've got plenty of experience to coach people. Like, 20 is the new 60, right? Or something like that?
Dude, I am, like, 44 years old, and I don't know shit about life.
But aren't there, like, different types? Like, there's... Don't they have, like, all those, like, kind of weird, like, names for life coaches? Like, a mid-mother or somewhere?
You mean like a midwife?
No, oh, there it is. I was like, it was mid something.
No.
That's white people shit.
I'm just talking about the people that tell you like, oh, like you should clean up from left to right, or like, you know, you should every time you stop at a stoplight, you shouldn't get mad. You should be glad. You know.
I've never fucking heard that.
Yeah.
Well, first off, that's like what Instagram is with all those people, all those influencers. That's like a pretty much a new age life coach. You know. Hashtag blessed. Don't be angry at all this shit.
No, but people get paid to be someone's life coach. You know?
Yeah, people get paid. I'm not surprised. There's always a sucker out there.
I mean, does anyone have a life coach? If you are a life coach, like,
after we've just insulted you, sorry.
No, I mean, just what do you do? Like, where do you go to school for that shit?
I don't know. My idea of a life coach is like someone just following you with a whistle and just like blowing it every time you do something wrong.
No.
Drop a gibby chin. We don't buy Oreos on the Wednesday.
You're talking about David Goggins.
Who the fuck is that?
Don't be a bitch.
I have no idea who David Goggins is.
He doesn't know who David Goggins is. Oh, my God.
Is he some...
He's an amazing dude. I'll tell you about him later.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. Either way, fuck life coaches. Nah. Yesterday, we were eating dinner, and I forgot what the fuck we were talking about. Oh, we were looking at family.
Yep.
Family resemblance. And we started looking at Facebook. Holy shit. I do not look at Facebook at all. And we went years and years and years back, seeing how we looked like 7, 8, 10 years ago.
Yeah, just looking back at, like... each photo that, and the funny thing is, we don't take photos, right? So all these photos that we're looking at are photos other people took, and they tagged us. And just seeing like how lean we were or how fat I was, like I noticed I'm like a balloon. I might pop soon, you know.
He goes up, he goes down, he goes up, he goes down. Me, I went all the way back to fucking college, and I'm like, well, I look better than I did in college, so I'm still happy.
Yeah, you look good, man. So.
No, but we still gotta lose a lot of weight. But dude, that shit's addicting, man. It's hard to turn off Facebook. I'm glad I stopped using that shit. But then I always miss messages from people, and I feel like a dumbass. But man, we're all at the table talking, and everybody's faces down, looking at Facebook, and then just showing off pictures like, look at this. Look at us. Look at this is me as a kid and my family and shit. Oh. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about like when I go out and I see like a whole family just looking at their phones though.
A whole family? I've seen people on dates doing that.
How do you feel about that?
I fucking hate it. Who was it? Tina. Tina, we used to, that works over in Vitamin.
Yeah.
She sent me a video like back in the day of it's like one of those like short films, and it was only like 2 or 3 minutes, but it was like that thing just... how we become this, we go out in public to hang out with our friends by looking at the phone and texting, like talking through text and shit. Like, the phone is good to talk shit about people. You can like talk shit about someone who's at the table by texting, but I hate, like, I turn off the phone, put it away, like, fuck.
See, do you see what he does?
Hey.
Talk shit about people on the phone.
I talk shit about people to their face too. Apparently I've been doing too much of that recently, getting in trouble. No, man. Like, if I go out, my ex used to do that shit. We'd go out, and then she's Instagramming everything and tweeting everything.
Yeah, that's the whole new generation, right? Like,
fuck that. I want secrets. Don't do that. Like, enjoy the time with somebody. Take a picture of where you've been. Don't take a picture of your food. Just have fun. Like,
What the funny thing is, actually, we have to start doing that because
I know now that I'm doing it. Fuck, God damn
it! It's our podcast. I mean, we want to.
This is the Fukuoka Hypocrites podcast.
We don't like this shit, but we do it anyway.
No, ours is marketing. Ours is to let people do. Because my Instagram account, I update that shit once a year, baby.
I do mine about once a year.
See, Aiko was giving me shit. She's like, "Oh, there's Anthony's one post for the year, 2019. I'm done." But for this one, this is more. How can I... What's my excuse for why we have... Well, God damn it!
No, we just want new reach. We want to actually...
it's our way to connect with the people who listen.
Yeah, we actually want to give you guys something that you guys can actually talk to us and ask us questions, you know? Like, if you really want to know how big Anthony's dick is, just...
Hey, motherfucker! God damn it!
I'll tell you how big mine is.
Oh, God.
Two centimeters.
Oh, God. Shut up.
From your face! You didn't see that.
Oh, there's our last listener. I'm sorry.
Hey, I noticed you've been mobbing Solo when you go out lately.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, so I went out this past weekend just to see what's out there.
So are you that creeper guy?
No, man. I found me a nice little hole, like, right by my house.
You found a nice little hole?
God damn it. A nice little hole in the wall, like, bar. And the people are, like, really nice and friendly there to me. But I always end up, like, they always kind of, like, sit me, like, to people who just want to talk to a foreigner, and...
Wasn't it really weird that this little hole in the wall, you saw, like, three people that you know?
I know, no, yeah, both days, and I'm like, fuck, man, that, like, everybody's just coming through that I know, and I'm like, no, stay away.
You need a new hole.
God damn it, stop calling it a hole. No, I'm just trying new stuff, all right, so... Going out clubbing and stuff, I can meet women and stuff like that, but the relationships always are weird, or I always get somebody crazy.
Yeah, no more swiping right, or is it left? I fucking don't
God, know. Yeah, swipe, you were right, swipe right. No, so the whole thing, like the whole New Year's resolution for me is like, I'm doing different stuff, and so I'm trying to go to places where, one, there's not a bunch of foreigners, because I don't want to talk to foreigners, and two, that's just kind of open for... Like, just mingling, because, like, that's the biggest problem with a lot of bars in Japan. Like, you can't really go around and talk to people. It's kind of everyone's with their own clique. And this one, everyone's really friendly, but I messed up because there was this beautiful girl there on Friday.
How beautiful, Anthony.
So beautiful. And I was stone sober, so I have no excuse. Like, you know, maybe I need alcohol to, like, get my charm going or something, but...
You didn't go, hello,
is it me you're looking for? No, She was surrounded by dudes, though. I thought, like, one of the guys there was with her, and then I got yelled at for that. I was telling people about this yesterday, and they're like, why'd you go talk to her? And I'm like, because she had, like, 7-8 motherfuckers around her. And they're like, so? You should just go do it. I'm like, I'm not, like, no cutthroat, you know, skeezy motherfucker who's like, oh, he's going to the bathroom. Now it's my chance. Like, no, I just, if I have a chance, I do. If not, but.
For all you girls out there. Maybe the three people.
Oh, God.
Maybe two. I don't know. Let us know if, you know, do you like it when guys just come up randomly to talk to you? Like, I mean, considering that we're not creepers, you know. Because those creepers, no one likes that.
Well, I mean, it was at a bar, and if she's already got two dudes on her, she doesn't need a third one, you know, because then now it just looks pathetic. Like, everyone's like...
But didn't you say, like, when you were leaving, you had this strange interaction?
When I was leaving the bar, I was saying goodbye to everybody, and she got up, and I thought she was just going outside to, like, smoke or something. So I moved out the way, and she stood behind me, and then I said goodbye to people, and as I'm saying goodbye, I'm still in the way of her in the door. So I step back, and I'm like, oh, you can go. And she just stares at me, and I'm like, you all right? And she's like, what? And then I'm like, oh, shit, I'm speaking to her in English. So I speak to her in Japanese. She's like, oh, you speak Japanese? And I'm like, do you need to go? And she's like, no. And then I'm like, well, what the fuck are you here for? And then I left, and I was like, oh, shit, I had a chance to talk, and I didn't even think about it. I was like,
why didn't you just talk to her then?
Leave me alone, man. I was fucking stone sober.
She wanted the
No, date. She didn't. I don't know what the hell she... It was weird. It caught me off guard. Like, why did you... Oh, fuck, now I'm gonna get shit for this. Don't fucking judge me. Anybody who listens to this podcast, don't fucking judge me.
Hey, but you have to admit, this whole process is kind of fun, right?
Oh, it's hella fun. I love the hunt. I'm out there. Like, I went back the next day. I had to learn about my prey.
Okay, I'm gonna turn into a life coach now.
Oh. There's no way in hell I'm taking romantic advice from you.
No, I'm just listen to me. I'm gonna drop some knowledge on you.
Oh, God. You're gonna drop some beats too.
Not so, dude.
No, don't drop the beat. Just what the fuck is the knowledge you're gonna drop?
I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, you know. Fuck, I forgot.
Very good. That's exactly. See, that's the situation. So, yeah, I fucked up. I went back Saturday. She wasn't there. I wound up kicking it with the bartender and this other chick, and we just shot the shit. No, no, don't fucking smile and say anything.
Did you ever ask if they knew who that girl was?
Yeah. They said she comes through a lot, so I'm going to keep trying. So, you know, don't judge me. I'm doing it my way, all right? The thing is that if I have alcohol, I'm very flirty. I'm very charming. If I'm stone sober, I'm afraid I'm going to scare somebody looking like, I don't know. I always feel like they think they're just going to see this giant bear walking through
them. I remember what I was going to say. You just got to send the dick pic.
Oh, my God. It's no girl ever wants to see
him. Hey, comments. I'm going to post a picture of my dick on Instagram.
Oh, no. Do it on Twitter. I have Instagram. I don't want to take a picture of your dick.
Just some friendly advice. No girls want the dick pic, okay? It's not even like a nice looking mushroom. It's just fucking weird.
I don't know.
It's all veiny and
shit. I like my penis. I just don't want to see anyone else's. Like, I'm happy with mine.
Do you like talk like we're watching host videos and how like that Roland host, he's always like, what do you do? What's your hobby? And it's like, oh, do you do cooking? And he's like, no, I like making legends. I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is host videos?
No, just a host, like a
host club.
Host clubs.
Oh.
In Japan, those guys, those girly-looking dudes.
It's a host club. For those of you who don't know, is women will come into a bar and pay just to like hang out with men. Men do the same thing. They're called what, snack bars or cabarets, whatever. But no sex is involved. They just hang out with people who have like Tina Turner hair and drink together. But I don't know. I'm doing different shit. I messed up a little bit. Don't judge me.
You're all good, man. It's a problem.
But you know what? The worst thing that happened was on Saturday when I went back to like go get info. I'm sitting at the thing, and one of the bartender's wife comes up from behind me and starts squeezing my love handles. And I'm like, "Bitch, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know you like that." And she's like, "Oh, it's so soft. It feels so good." And I'm like, I can't just go over and touch your breast like that. Like, what the fuck? And she just did not get the point. She was sober too. I'm like, I fucking hate that.
Now, culturally in Japan, they're fucking pretty brutal. They fucking like come tap you on the belly.
I'm warning anybody right now, if you come up and touch my chest, I'm touching yours. I don't care if you a man, woman, whatever you do, I'm doing back. It's we equals. Carl, don't you fucking touch me, Carl.
So if I stroke you right now.
No.
Oh, stroking podcast. This is awesome.
Oh, God. No. But no, I was just like, fuck it, hey. I lost. I was so happy. I'm like, ooh, you know, 7 pounds down, 3.6 kilos down. And then this chick's grabbing my fat and like, oh, it's so soft and
cuddly. Keeping it real.
And she was married. So I'm being like sexually harassed by somebody who ain't even available. Like, man, fuck that. I'm just warning you. Next time, I'm grabbing just a handful of that little ass or something. I'm getting back.
Feels good, right?
Oh, God. Anyway, last thing, like I said, we said at the top of the podcast, we might have a nature podcast. So hit us up on the stuff. Let us know what you guys want to do.
Yep. Find us on the social media.
If not, we'll probably, if we don't do the nature one, we'll probably try and get one done Thursday or so. Because Friday we won't have time.
We'll be pretty consistent though. There'll be an episode up sometime, somewhere.
Yeah, once again, sorry for missing the Sunday. Hope you guys have a good one. And catch you on the flip side. Happy Easter.
Enjoy the chaos, bitches.
Peace.